Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha kakahi a kakou, and welcome to another Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, brought to you on the Visionary Radio Network every week by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. I'm Chanel Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa on this early Saturday morning, and by my side, Vicky Holt Takamine.
Good morning, everybody, to the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, and I'm sure you can hear us on Ni'ihau. Aloha, everybody.
Noi and Koho on air on vacation. But we do have our special co-host.
She had no idea she was going to do this, but this is Jamaica Osorio, Kamehameha School's alumni and a fabulous poet. Aloha.
Aloha mai kakou.
Those of you who do not know Jamaica Osorio, she, for the second time in a row, and her team of poets won the Slam Poet. Is there a, what's the organization? You're working with Youth Speaks Hawaii.
Yeah, it's called Brave New Voices, and it's an international youth poetry festival put on by Youth Speaks in the Bay Area, and our Youth Speaks Hawaii team goes up, has been going up every year for the last 5 years.
And so this is the second year in a row that you've won.
Yes.
So Jamaica, tell us what you're doing now.
Right now I'm just practicing with my teams, doing poetry. Just kind of chilling, looking for gigs, trying to perform as much as possible.
So why are you here this week? What are you doing this summer?
This summer I am helping Auntie Vicky out with the Youth Planning Committee, as a part of the Youth Planning Committee for Healing Our Spirits Worldwide.
And it's an Indigenous Peoples gathering of traditional practitioners to talk about health and wellness and what's happening, what's affecting our Indigenous communities. And that ties into our very special guest for this morning.
Coming up, we're going to be talking to American Cancer Society Representative Mary Novelli and Kamehameha School's Alumni Relations Administrator Geraldine Johansson. Everybody pretty much knows her as Auntie Jerry. Well, next Saturday, August 15th, we're going to have a big event up over there on the Kapalama campus, Kuniakea Field. More details on that coming up next on the Kai Evalu.
Aloha, you're listening to Nakai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
How's that for you? Hawaiian style band, What's Going On? Keeping the music going on this Saturday morning, right here on Nakaevalu on the Visionary Radio Network. I'm Chanel Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa this Saturday, and we'll by my side, Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha.
As usual, every Saturday, I'm usually on the producer side of everything, but filling in because Noi and Koho'one are on vacation.
They took a few days off.
Enjoying the day off. We're here talking about an event coming up August 15th, Saturday, the Relay for Life of Kamehameha Alumni. And everyone's pretty much getting together over there at the field. But before we get into the actual event, what I'd like to do is kind of get to know exactly what the Cancer Society is all about and exactly what they do for a lot of people who live right here in Hawaii.
So here with us is Mary Novelli from the American Cancer Society. Welcome to Nakaevalu.
Thank you.
If you don't know, Mary's actually a KSLM herself.
Yeah, class of 96. Hail.
How did you get involved with American Cancer Society?
Well, I actually started off as a volunteer a few years ago. I had a friend who's also my classmate. She came to me and said she was a part of this and asked me to also be a part of it. And it was actually another relay. And I became the sponsorship chair, and I just enjoyed the experience, you know, just doing something, volunteering, doing something from the heart. And it just became a passion. And when there was an opportunity to make it my career, I decided to go for it. Immediate gratification, you know, working for the American Cancer Society, always helping someone.
So did you approach Kamehameha Alumni Relations Office?
Actually, it was already in the works. By the time I came on board, it was already decided that there would be a relay there. But I was the staff person that started the process of, you know, the very first one. So once it was decided, I worked with Auntie Jerry and Sue Peterson and Debbie Lau Okamura. They were the chairs last year.
What kind of services through the American Cancer Society?
The American Cancer Society offers services to cancer patients. Basically, anyone who's diagnosed with cancer. It doesn't matter what race, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make. We're there to help cancer patients through their treatment, help them navigate through their cancer journey, try and make it as easy as we can, you know, to help them get through it. You know, a long time ago, people got cancer and they didn't survive, and that's not the case these days. You know, people get cancer and we still lose people, but you know, we fight and people survive, so we help them with services.
So exactly what is the Relay for Life? I'm sure you've heard that term several times before. Coming up, we'll just explain exactly what it does for the American Cancer Society. Next on Nakaevalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Try as I may, I can never says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You'll say it best when you say nothing at all. Touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. When you say nothing at all. When you say nothing.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
You're listening to Nakaiʻevalu, broadcasting from Kauai all the way to Hawaii Island. I'm Shana Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa this weekend. Going to be here for the next couple of hours, keeping you company, and we'll introducing you to an event that's happening this time next Saturday, the Relay for Life for Kamehameha alumni. If you're an alumni, there's no reason for you not to come out and participate. Take a few laps for your class, maybe just take a few laps for a loved one or friend. Now, of course, if you're not an alumni, you're more than welcome to come and join us, because we know this fight against cancer goes beyond just the cancer patient. It affects their family, their friends, their loved ones, even their co-workers. So if you know somebody, come on out. Details on how you can help out or even come and participate in the event coming up right here on Nakaiʻevalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka na ka apau. Na ke kahi mo'olelo e a o aku. Na ke kahi e ho ulu mai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kula na ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna, through its distance learning program. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakaiʻevalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sun he entwined.
Brother is Hawaiian Superman, keeping the music going on this Saturday morning. I'm Chanel Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa right here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. By my side for this wild ride, Auntie Vicky Holt Takamine.
It's getting wilder.
It is getting wilder. A little earlier, we were talking about the American Cancer Society, and exactly, you know, this phrase came up several times, Relay for Life. You may have heard it around the community. But one that in particular we're going to be talking about is Relay for Life of Kamehameha alumni. But first, I want to kind of know, what exactly does a Relay for Life, you know, what does it do for the American Cancer Society, Mary?
It raises funds for the American Cancer Society to offer its services to cancer patients. So everything that we do, most of our money comes through Relay for Life, and it's a volunteer-run event. So everybody except me, who is the staff person from the American Cancer Society, plans the event from start to finish. It's an overnight event, which will be 12 hours from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And we basically, it's an overnight event to represent a cancer patient's journey. You know, when we begin, cancer's the patient's just been diagnosed, you know, and it gets into the late hours, and it kind of symbolizes their treatment and the toughness that they're experiencing. And then when we end in the morning, it's kind of like the time when the cancer patient sees the light at the end of the tunnel, you know. So that's basically what Relay represents. You know, it's volunteers just getting together, helping us to raise the funds. And then we all get together on Relay Day and celebrate, remember, and fight back.
I actually participated in my first Relay for Life last year. Auntie Vicky, you were there.
I.
And it was a long night.
Bring a jacket.
Definitely bring a jacket. There's actually scheduled things going on throughout the 12 hours.
Yeah. All different kinds of activities at different relays. I think they have special activities. So we try and tailor the Kamehameha Schools alumni, trying to tailor it for the things that relevant to us, as Auntie Jerry was telling us about?
Well, as you know, being involved with the relay last year, I think the second year will be a little more involved with activities and things to do, as well as a silent auction. Each class is to prepare a gift basket of a certain amount of value for people to bid on. We have different activities from our activities committee that's planning musical chairs, but in this case, the musical chairs are Lauhala mats.
Oh.
So you need to sit down, get up, sit down, get up.
Good exercise. I see. I'm going to bring Mary Navelli right in on this discussion right now. So Mary, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what Relay for Life is.
The event actually starts off with the survivors taking the very first lap. So they pretty much open the event for us. It's pretty moving to see all of them get together and take that first lap. And then we have the luminaria ceremony, which happens usually about 10 o'clock at night. And basically what we do is we turn off the lights and we have these bags where people can purchase them for a donation of $5 and decorate them in honor and memory of a cancer patient. And we turn off the lights and we line all the bags around the track and we have kind of a moment of silence where we play soft music and everybody just kind of reflects and remembers everyone who's been touched by cancer.
It's also an opportunity for those of you that are on the neighbor island that are listening into the show. You can participate by purchasing or sponsoring a walker. Purchase a luminary for $5. Sponsor. There's an online donation through the American Cancer Society, Kamehameha Schools. We'll have the website up on our
website.
Yeah.
NakaiEvaluRadio.com. We'll be back to continue the conversation with Auntie Jerry, the Kamehameha Schools Alumni Relations Administrator, to find out or get a feel for why exactly this Relay for Life is so special. That's coming up next, right here on Nakai Evalu.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
as I travel from place to place, some familiar and some strange, to hear the ancient chantings of our hall. As I've listened to the stories, my eyes have seen the glory. So let us raise our voice in song to save our land. All Hawaii stands together. It is now and forever to raise your voices and hold your banners high. We shall stand as a nation to guide the destinies of our generations, to sing and praise the glories of our land. Within stone walls, cities of refuge, we learn the sacred ways. Upon Waipio's valley floor, the ancient battles rage. From the barren slopes of Kaholawe to the shores of Kahana Bay, we shall claim our lands from the barking sands to the valleys of Kahana Bay. All Hawaii stands together. It is now and forever to raise the voices and hold your banners. Destinies of our generation, to sing and praise the glories of our land. From the fiery pits of Tutupele, I hear my mother's call. Oh, Tutukane and Mauna Kea, send their love to all, to stand as one beneath the sun. Blessings from Haleakala for our sweet Kahala, and by Ale Ale, where the greatest waters fall. Hawaii Iloa, Kuli Kekako, Kuba Ame Kalo Kahie.
Hey, Ola, hey, Ola, hey, Ola, Naki.
Creeping up onto that 9 o'clock hour here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. I'm Shinao Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa. Koho'one also on vacation, but by my side, Auntie Vicky Holt Takamine, as well as our special guests, American Cancer Society Representative Mary Novelli and Kamehameha School's Alumni Relations Administrator Jerry Johansson. Auntie Jerry, tell me, you know, this Relay for Life coming up next Saturday for the Kamehameha alumni, why is it so unique?
The Relay for Life of Kamehameha alumni is really the only alumni community service project that brings all of the classes together, and with the main purpose or focus, which is to service others. And I encourage all of you alumni out there to really think about this seriously and give back in that sense.
Wondering what kind of activities are in store? We're going to have that coming up next on Nakai Evalu, as well as talk to some young adults who are making a big difference around the world. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Faye Wengler, the Ward Plaza branch manager at Bank of Hawaii. Here are just a few common warning signs of potential fraud. You don't know the person who is contacting you. You are promised large sums of money for little or no effort. You are asked to provide some payment upfront. The requester demands confidentiality, and there is a great sense of urgency to the request. Don't be a victim. Know the warning signs, and know the people with whom you do business. Never be afraid to ask lots of questions, and if you ever feel pressured into making a decision, don't do it. These are just a few tips to get you thinking. Attend one of our seminars to learn more.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute, part of Bank of Hawaii's continuing effort to provide greater financial awareness to the community. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ai, ai, kane ohe, I kamalu o na ko olau, e
pamayana kamakani me kau wakili hune ho apulu anaia ina pua kale hua ai ai kane ohe ki kamalu o na kolau he pamayana kamakani me kaua kili hune ho hulu ana ia ina pua kale hua ho o heno i ka maka no kaulu vehi vehi he ike ana i ka nani o ke kai hawana wana kamokuli ili ho'oheno i ka maka no kauru vehi vehi e ike ana i ka nani o ke kai hawana wana ai ai ka nani o kamokuli nani o nā ko o lau no ka ulu vehi vehi o ka uka a me nā pua ka lehua mahalo ia o ko o ka ua ki lihune e ia ka puana no ka nani o nā ko o lau no ka ulu vehi vehi o ka uka a me nā pua ka lehua mahalo ia o ko o ka ua ki lihune.
Nakai e Valu, brought to you every Saturday morning right here on the Visionary Radio Network from Kauai all the way to Hawaii Island. I'm Chanel Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa as the moderator of the program. Auntie Vicky Holt Takamine still along the for the ride.
And we'll give a special aloha out there to Wayne Kahoone Panoke. Where are you, brother?
That's my question. Where are you guys? Hopefully having a good time. But we're having a good time too. Actually, an event that all four of us around this kitchen table is involved in some way or another.
Absolutely.
The Relay for Life of Kamehameha Alumni. I have Mary Novelli, the American Cancer Society representative, as well as Geraldine Johansson, who I think every single Kamehameha alumni knows. In the break, we kind of got a little bit personal, but there's actually kind of a more personal side of your connection to Relay and the American Cancer Society.
Yes, definitely. I am a cancer survivor. And at the time I was diagnosed with cancer, it was really something that I had to face alone. There was no, I had no idea where to turn for support. I mean, American Cancer Society was out there, but I just didn't know that at the time. And so when I finally got through with my 6 months of chemotherapy, every day I had to go to the Kuakini Hospital and get my my treatment. And the seventh day, I would inject myself at home. But I said, when I'm powered this, you know, I'm going to do all I can to make sure that other women who, like me, are faced with this terrible, terrible killer would be able to find the support they need. And so I became a volunteer with the American Cancer Society through the Central Oahu office and went out and spoke to groups at St. Francis West, and anywhere that I could contribute. So for me, it's a personal thing so that in my lifetime, I hope a cure will be found so cancer will be no more. It'll be put to sleep forever.
So many stories of personal. My mother battled with breast cancer all of last year, and my sister passed away of cancer. We all, in every single one of our families, we have stories that we can share about the battle with cancer and how some of us, you know, are lucky enough to survive and to help the next generation. So we are happy to thank you for doing what you do. We thank both of you for coming and joining us, because, and we expect every single alumni to be out on that field and helping to take a lap.
We need all the help we can get, you know, and there's so many out there that can help.
And it's all happening August 15th through the 16th. 6 p.m. is when the event kicks off over there on the Kapalama campus. If you want to come by, please, you're more than welcome to come. Or if you can't be there but you'd like to help in any way, you can always log on to rflkamehameha.org. Mary, you know, just a real quick touch on the American Cancer Society. Where can people find information if they need to, you know, find support from the ACS?
They can actually call our hotline, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-227-2345. Or they can visit our website, www.cancer.org. We are a nationwide organization, but we do have an office, a headquarters here in Hawaii. So if you're not comfortable, you know, calling that 800 number, feel free to call our office, which is in Nu'uanu, at 595-7500. We're available for information, you know, for support. Call us, you know, if you need any kind of cancer information or support.
Volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
Always need help with volunteers, so feel free. If you've got time, come out and volunteer.
For that information, log on to our website, nakaievaluradio.com. This program brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS.
Funny faces as you try and walk to me. My little girl, you mean so much to me. Big brown eyes, candy smile and full front teeth. My little girl, you mean so much to me. Everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in their life, and I've got you. Kalanaku. In your eyes, visualize so much. Wonder what you're thinking about when you look at me. Your belly talking and you're walking right at me. Mischief making baby girl, you are so sweet. Everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in their life, and I've got you. Kalanaku. My little angels are coming down to put you. Rest your little eyes, God bless you and your soul to keep. When you're sleeping, you must be dreaming of dreams so sweet. Of little angels playing with you on a peppermint street. Now everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in your life, and I've got you. Kalanaku. Ooh.
kalenaku.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Early in the morning, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she starts another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Sweet lady of Waihole,
sweet lady,
she's sitting by the highway. Rocky road, her humble wagon stops. She watched the sun creep through the valley sky. Smiles and wipes the sweat up from her brow. Continues on and starts her journey through the highway rising sun. Sweet,
sweet
lady of Waihole.
From a quick break, you're listening to Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. I'm Chanel Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa, who's on vacation, Ko'one Ponoke is also on vacation, but I made sure she stayed, handcuffed her to the chair because she could not leave me alone. Vicky Holt Takamine here with me as well.
And I'm so happy that you're here to do all of that.
I
tell you.
So you look, you know, that you've been running around like a crazy lady as usual.
I've been running around with young people. Let me tell you, young people.
So our guest, we have Jamaica Osorio.
Aloha.
She is the chair of this Healing Our Spirit Worldwide, the Youth Planning Committee. So she's going to help chair this group of people that are going to plan.
That we kind of mentioned a little earlier in the hour. Also, around here, we have Johnny Seve.
Kia ora. Kia ora from New Zealand.
Kia ora. So Johnny's in the house.
Yeah.
It's been fun having them.
What exactly have you guys been doing so far?
We've just been talking about how we want to put together the youth track for the Healing Our Spirits Worldwide conference and what we really want to gain out of it. Today we had a really nice conversation about our goals for the conference.
So when is this conference actually going to take place?
The conference is going to be next year in September, I believe.
September 3rd through 10th, 2010, and it's going to be hosted at the Convention Center with activities at Magic Island.
Wow, you guys are planning ahead.
Oh,
yeah. We're kind of late, actually, I think, in the planning stage. But, yeah, we need to be planning way ahead. We're hoping to have about 4,000 attendees.
Wow.
And they're in charge of creating activities and events for young people to engage in.
So there's a group of you here?
Yeah, there's about 8 or 9 of us, I believe. And we've just been getting to know each other and trying to put this together as quickly as possible as we're all here together.
Now, I notice Johnny's from New Zealand.
Yeah, that's right.
So does that mean you have somebody here from all parts of the Pacific representing, or?
Right now, we just have represented Aotearoa, New Zealand, Hawaii, and a few people from Canada. So we have a very big, I guess, stretch of land represented.
And what exactly does this conference entail? Like, if somebody, you know, a younger teenager or young adult comes to this conference, what can they expect to learn?
I think the best person to answer that is Johnny, because he attended the last gathering in Edmonton, and you know, he's got a real good story.
Yeah, well, you know, this whole movement, it's about Indigenous people and people reclaiming back their language and their culture. And so, you know, the last conference I was at, the last gathering in 2006, that was done in Edmonton in Canada. And I went up there, and that was a really powerful experience for me. And it was really good to be there with other Indigenous people and just to see that there was a global movement towards, you know, people reclaiming back their identity. And that was something that really appealed to me.
Right after this break, I want to find out exactly what your personal experience was when you were over there in Canada. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
No on a rainy day, cross California na kahawai ne, a kahe kahe a e na ale mai e, a papa lele hoki ke ala lua e he, esse supu o sole I te nolu pe, a papa lele hoki ke ala lua e he, esse supu o sole I te nolu pe. Thank you.
ai nani e hele antu kuku iki no ka ho o ki pae a ho o ma a ho i ka hi o lani e a papa lele ho ki te ala lua e e esu suku o so le i te tonu pe a papa lele ho ki te ala lua e e esu suku o so le i te tonu pe a papa lele ho ki te ala lua e e esu suku o so le i te tonu pe a papa lele ho ki te ala lua e e esu suku so they can all the pay. A papa lele hoki, kiala lue. That's a support, so they can all the pay. A papa lele hoki, kiala lue. That's a support, so they can all the pay. A papa lele hoki, kiala lue. That's a support, so they can all the pay. A papa lele hoki, kiala lue. That's a support, so they can all the pay. That's a support, so they can all the pay.
Oh, my old. Call it!
Eaten all the
to get you moving on this Saturday morning on Nakaevalu on the Visionary Radio Network. I'm Chanel Mokepuha filling in for Noi Tanigawa, and coming up to fill up the last half hour of the show, we're going to be talking to Jamaica Osorio and Johnny Seve about an upcoming event that not only, you know, gets the indigenous adult people out there, but helps young adults find their way. Stay tuned for that coming up next.
Na kekahi mo olelo e a o aku, na kekahi e ho ulumai, na nā mo olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Deborah Flannery, the Keala Kikua branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. You might already know that investing is a great way to have your money grow. But did you know that you can also use certain types of investments to help you with other financial needs? Certain investment vehicles can help you with things like decreasing your taxes, passing your money on to your beneficiaries without the need for probate, or even help with educational expenses for your children, or even yourself. Using certain investments are not just for making your money grow for you, but are also helpful in taking care of important financial situations you may have along the way.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute, part of Bank of Hawaii's continuing effort to provide greater financial awareness to the community. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Often in the darkness, sometimes in the light, visions of your golden eyes sparkle in my sight. Haunted by those graceful years, we were young and life was sharp and clear. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, and I've missed you inside. Dreams. Now we're freed and drifting on. Memories of you hover still and strong. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, but I've missed you inside.
Jamaica, I promise that was not planned. John Osorio there, continuing the music here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. I'm Chanel Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa, but I do have by my side, guiding me through this 2 hours, Auntie Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha, everybody. Welcome to Nakai Evalu. Here we are at the kitchen table with Johnny.
Kia ora.
Jamaica Osorio.
Aloha.
Who are both a part of the Healing Our Spirit Worldwide Youth Planning Committee. Basically in charge of planning all the young people events.
This is the 6th event. It's held once every 4 years.
And actually, Johnny from New Zealand, mm-hmm. Johnny Seve, had the experience of actually attending the conference back in 2006.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, explain to us, you know, you went to it. You're obviously still involved in it.
when you left, what kind of impression did you have?
Well, I think to give you a bit of a background, you know, I'm a first-generation New Zealand-born Samoan living in New Zealand, and I guess I had a lot of issues with regards to my identity. And so I went up to this conference purely by chance, actually, as an observer. And when I got up there, you know, just seeing how people were celebrating their culture, and there was a real vibe to really for people to reclaim back their language and their culture. And so, you know, that had a real, real powerful impact on me in terms of where I was heading and the things that I wanted to do with my life. And so I left that gathering determined to be a part of this and that I would commit my life to this. And that's what I've done. This is really important to me, and so I've dedicated my life to this work simply because my experience growing up in New Zealand and losing my language and losing my culture, you know, there's a real struggle for identity, and to know that there was a movement that was driving other people throughout the world to reclaim back their language and their culture and to overcome colonization, that was a really, really powerful experience for me. So, you know, I walked away from that conference with a feeling, and it really was a feeling, and it's the same feeling that drives me to be here today. And so I guess my passion now is to share that feeling with whomever will hear me. And I just, yeah, I'm really passionate about that, particularly working with the youth. I think it's something that I really want to be involved with, and just sharing that experience with like-minded people like Jamaica, you know, so far has been a really awesome experience for me.
And you've found your way with the help of Healing Our Spirit Worldwide.
Yeah, I think it's a lot is in the title, you know. As Indigenous peoples, we've suffered a lot. I know here, up in here, Hawaii here, you know, the Hawaiians have experienced, you know, a lot of negative effects as a result of colonization, and so there is real sense, a real drive for us as Indigenous peoples to heal ourselves and overcome those trials that we've faced. And I think that's a global movement that will only grow and gather more momentum as time progresses. Yeah.
That's what a lot of people around the world are dealing with, you know, from colonization to losing their identity to trying to find their identity. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamaica Osorio and Johnny Seve. Coming up next are Olelo Noel. This is Nakae Valu, brought to you every Saturday morning right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us this morning. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. I'm Chanel Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa, who's on vacation, but by my side to guide me through the program, Vicky Holt Takamine.
Good morning, everybody.
And we've reached that time of the morning where we're going to share a little bit of the mana'o with our listeners out there.
And we have a very special guest that has agreed to share the Olana Oyao for the day. This is Kapua Ayu Yasuhara.
Aloha.
Aloha. She is another member of our planning committee.
Do you know where exactly the Olelo No'eau comes from?
They all come from our kupunas, and they're life lessons for us to live by, I think. And they help guide us, especially in hard times, or even in times when we just don't know what to do. You look and you go back to your culture, which are part of the Olelo Noyaos.
Great. So have you selected one for today?
Yes, I have.
Yay.
I've chosen Ho'i Ho'i Ka'iwi Kuomo'o, which happens to be Jamaica's favorite Olelo Noyao. It means return to the backbone. And I think that also ties into this whole Healing Our Spirits Worldwide conference thing, because all the indigenous people will be coming back and coming back to our cultures, our essential backbone to where we belong and where we start and where our foundations are. So, yeah.
And that Olelo Noyao is brought to you by Mobi PCS. And she was so nervous. Right now, we're going to go back into more music. Israel Kamakaviva Ole up next with Kainoa here on Naka'e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I'm waiting on a warm and sunny seashore, yearning for the one that I adore. My heart is true, I'm thinking of you forever. I'll love you, Kainoa. I see a sunbeam dancing on the water, surfing on a wave that comes to shore. The promise in that beam is a long-awaited dream. It tells me that you love me, Kainoa. Now day is done, the sun sets, Kainoa. Stars are peekabooing from above. The moon gets brighter still. In my heart I feel a thrill. The trade winds say you love me, Kainoa. The silvery moon is shining on the land, casting palmy shadows on the sand. They dance beneath the moon while the breezes hum a tune. They do this cause they love you, Kainoa, Kainoa.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Naka'e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Easy on the eyes. Oh, yeah, yeah. You see, easy.
The upbeat music right here on Nakae Valu, brought to you every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network, all the way from Kauai to Hawaii Island. I'm Chanel Mokepuha, filling in for Noi Tanigawa, and always by her side, Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
And we are rounding out to the top of the hour, almost near 10 o'clock, which means it's that time.
It's time to say aloha and thank you to all of our guests that have joined us. We've had such a mixture of alumni.
But what great events that people here in Hawaii, indigenous people around the world, can actually get involved in.
That's right. Jamaica Osorio, thank you so much for agreeing to be sort of part-time co-host for this morning's show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Yeah, it's great. And Kapu Ayu sitting in on our Olelo No'ea. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Another one of our guests this morning, Mary Novelli from the American Cancer Society, and Geraldine Johansson, the Kamehameha Alumni Relations Administrator, here telling us about an event which is happening again, Auntie Jerry.
That would be on Saturday, August the 15th at 6 p.m., just as the lovely sunset comes over Kunui Akea Stadium, until Sunday, August the 16th at 6 a.m.
And let me tell you, that stadium does get a bit chilly, so make sure you
bring a jacket.
Yeah, a jacket, something warm to drink as well. Mary, now if anyone wants to find any information on the American Cancer Society, could you just give us that number again for your Nu'uanu office?
It's 595-7500.
Thank you both for coming out. It's been a great show. Lots of guests.
Yes, lots and lots of guests. So thank you so much for coming and joining us today. Mahalo nui. Aloha.
Mahalo to you.
You want to comment to us? Maybe you can just give us a few ideas on what we could cover on the show. Visit us on our website, nakaevaluradio.com, where you can also find information about our guests and events we covered today, as well as past programs. Nakae Valu Radio is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, brought to you every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai, which sometimes you can actually catch over there on the windward side of Oahu. Thank you for listening. Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai'i Ola, the living water.
For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.